谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
Who then is the faithful and wise servant?
弟兄姊妹、慕道朋友，早安。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, good morning.
我哋一齐嘅同心祷告。
Now let us pray in one heart.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你，我哋今天早上能够有生命气息嚟到你嘅殿嚟到召见敬拜。
Thank you for giving us the breath of life today, so we can come before your throne to worship you.
天父，都感谢你系因着你藉着主耶稣基督将我哋从罪恶过犯当中拯救过嚟。
Heavenly Father, we also give thanks to you that you through the Lord Jesus Christ, you saved us from our sins and transgressions.
你唔单止拯救咗我哋
，Not only did you save us，
你更加留下你宝贵嘅话语。
But you also left us your precious word.
因为你嘅话系灵，系生命。
Because your word is spirit and is life.
让我哋能够得着鼓励，得着帮助，得着安慰。
So we can have encouragement, help, and comfort from your word.
能够因主耶稣基督宝血嚟到再次洁净我哋一切污秽得罪神嘅地方。
May the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
让我哋无拦阻嚟到去亲近你。
So we can draw near to you without any hindrance.
亦都恳求真理嘅圣灵嚟到引导我哋各人进入真理嘅当中。
May the Holy Spirit of truth guide each of us to enter your truth.
使讲嘅、听嘅都同得造就。
So those who speak and those who listen will attain your word.
感谢天父垂听我哋嘅祷告。
Thank you for hearing our word, our prayer.
我哋祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
Amen.
诚然，好似刚才所唱嘅诗歌，万物嘅结局近。
Just as in the hymn we sang, the end of all things is at hand.
在创世纪这里记载，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大。
It is written in the book of Genesis, the Lord saw how great man's weakness on the earth had become.
终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
人如果指望这个世界仍然能够带来和平、幸福和快乐。
If we still hope that the world can bring us peace, joy, and happiness,
而且人与人之间能够和睦共处，
and that we can live in harmony with one another,
其实这个是缘木求鱼的心态。
It is like squeezing water from a stone,
根本是无可能的事情，
which is impossible.
当细心地来到想一下，
when we think carefully,
特别属神的儿女从圣经所启示世界的终局，
especially the children of God, when they see the destination of the world revealed in the Bible,
因着罪所带来的咒诅，
due to sins there are curses,
天地的结局就好像彼得后书所讲。
The destination of heavens and earth are like what is written in the book of 2 Peter.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
那日天必大有响声废去。
The heavens will disappear with a roar.
有形质的都要被烈火烧化。
The elements will be destroyed by fire.
地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
或者你会问，
Perhaps you may ask,
咁既然系咁，
If it is the case,
世界对于我哋嚟讲咪好冇希望？
Is there no hope in the world?
我哋似乎系抱住一个消极嘅心态去过我哋嘅人生。
And we seem to be pessimistic about our lives.
但我深信。
But I believe
属神的儿女是有出路的。
That children of God have a way out.
因着主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就了宝贵的赦罪救恩。
Because the Lord Jesus has accomplished the precious salvation on the cross for us.
使我们一班相信他的人。
So we people who believe in him.
罪得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
并且与父神有复活的永恒的生命关系。
We are reconciled with God the Father and have an eternal relationship of life with Him.
以致我们仍寄居在地上。
So we still live on earth as aliens.
虽然会遇到艰难、试探、试炼的环境。
Although we will encounter difficulties, temptations, and tests.
但因着有主的生命在我们的里头的缘故。
But because we have the Lord within our life.
能够过一个在世而不属世的人生。
Therefore, we live in the world, we are not of the world.
正如先前所提到，这个世界是将要结束的时候。
Just as I mentioned before, when the world is coming to an end.
正正就是主耶稣基督荣耀回来的日子。
It is also the day when the Lord Jesus returns in glory.
藉着今天早上正道的经文。
Through today's sermon scriptures.
主耶稣提醒门徒
，The Lord Jesus Christ reminded his disciples
点样预备好自己嚟到去迎见佢
，How to get ready to see him？
让我哋同心同声嘅再次读出今天早上嘅经文，系记载喺马太福音24:42-51。
Now let us read together today's sermon scriptures, which are recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 42 to 51.
马太福音24:42-51。
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 42 to 51.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒。不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶心，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他。定他和假冒为善的人同罪，就那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, My master is staying away a long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
一段大家非常熟悉的经文。
These are the scriptures we are all familiar with.
首先在24:42-44讲到主耶稣基督荣耀再来的日子。
First, in verses 42-44, it is mentioned the day when the Lord Jesus returns in glory.
在旧约 提到神应许尼赛亚嘅降临嘅经文系实在非常好多。
In the Old Testament, many scriptures mention the appearance of the Messiah.
咁根据一个嘅统计咧
，According to a statistic，
喺旧约嘅预言到尼赛亚降临嘅经文咧，大概有330处。
The Old Testament prophesies the appearance of the Messiah for 330 times.
当中有接近嘅100处咧，系讲到主耶稣基督第一次嚟到世上已经系得到应验。
Among them, nearly 100 prophecies have been fulfilled in the Lord Jesus' first appearance.
而剩低落嚟嘅预言咧，就需要等到主耶稣基督荣耀再来嘅时候，先至得到应验。
The remainder will be fulfilled in the Lord Jesus' second appearance.
咁其中包括未有应验嘅预言咧
？Those prophecies have not been fulfilled.
又讲到系主耶稣基督以铁杖嚟到管辖列国
，including the Lord Jesus will rule all nations with an iron scepter。
咁喺诗篇二第二篇第九节呢度讲到
，In Psalm chapter 2 verse 9 it says，
你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇杖的瓦器摔碎。
You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery。
而在以赛亚书九章七节呢度讲到，他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 7, it says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end."
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom.
以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
Establishing and upholding it with justice.
从今直到永远。
And righteousness from that time on and forever.
万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
另外在撒加利书亦都提到尼赛亚嘅将要降临。
The book of Zechariah also records the appearance of the Messiah.
在撒加利亚书的十四章这里讲到，那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。
On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem.
耶和华我的神必降临。
Then the Lord my God will come.
有一切圣者同乐。
And all the holy ones with him.
旧约对主耶稣基督荣耀再来的众多的预言。
The various prophecies of the glorious return of the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament
反映神的应许是必定会落实
demonstrate that the promise of God will certainly be fulfilled.
主耶稣亦都重复地提到他会再回来
The Lord Jesus also mentioned his return time and time again.
在四卷的福音书都有记载
And it is also written in the four Gospels.
主回来不单只是接属佢嘅子民。
Not only will the Lord return to pick up His people，
或者应该讲话教会被提啦。
Or I should say to lift up His churches。
而且主更以大灾难对世界施行审判。
But the Lord will also punish the world with a terrible disaster。
真理嘅圣灵亦都同时感动彼得、保罗同埋雅各、犹大。
The Holy Spirit of Truth also moved Peter, Paul, James, Jude.
同埋希伯来书嘅作者去述说主耶稣基督荣耀嘅再来。
And the author of the book of Hebrews to write about the second appearance of glory of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣基督翻嚟实在一件真实到不得了嘅事情。
Therefore, the second appearance of the Lord Jesus is truly genuine.
马太福音嘅24:1-32呢度记载。
It is written in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 1-32.
这里讲到主耶稣去提到末后的情况
，the status of the last days，
以及主耶稣基督将要降临的情况
，and the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ。
然而，主耶稣会系几时确实嘅翻嚟咧
？But the exact date when the Lord Jesus Christ will come。
卻只有父神知道。
Only the God the Father knows this.
主耶穌在馬太福音24章42到44節，要門徒警醒預備。
The Lord Jesus reminds his disciples in the book of Matthew chapter 24 verses 42 to 44, remind them to keep watch and prepare.
因為主回來的只好像盜賊來家偷竊一樣。
Because the coming of the Lord is like a thief who breaks into a house without any notice.
是的，完全的冒預先的警告。
Without any notice.
我想到另一個例子。
I think of another example.
就好像我們等著一份很重要的信件。
Just as we are waiting for an important letter.
知道發信的人已經將信件寄出了。
We know that the sender has already posted the letter.
雖然我們知道大概何時會收到。
Although we know the expected delivery date.
但是在整個等候的過程裡面。
In the process of waiting.
我們會時刻的留意一下檢查我們的郵箱。
We will check our mailbox from time to time.
你都留意一下郵差先生那個送信的車有沒有經過。
And we will keep an eye to see if there is a mail car passing by.
甚至乎留意我們的門鐘有沒有響。
And we may even pay attention to our doorbell ring.
藉此的警醒預備。
And through this, we are alert and we get ready for ourselves.
其實警醒預備是對於忠於主是大有關聯的。
And these are the attributes that's closely related to being faithful to our Lord.
咁警醒預備嘅屬靈意義係包括咗啲咩咧？
What is the spiritual meaning of being alert and get ready?
首先嘅警醒嘅人必定會係已經悔改回轉離開罪惡歸向神嘅人。
Those who are alert must be the one who repent and regret and return to God.
接受主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的赦罪救恩。
And inherit the salvation that our Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
另一方面，属主的人呢？
On the other hand, people belong to the Lord.
他们必定会是拒绝假教师、假师傅的学说的。
They will definitely refuse the teachings of the false teachers.
就好像現今盛行的廉價福音啊。
Just as the false teachings that are very popular nowadays.
信耶穌咧，唔使認罪悔改。
You believe in the Lord, but you don't need to repent and regret.
只是強調恩典福樂。
But those false teachers, they emphasize on blessings and grace.
另一方面，屬神的人就必定會是順從聖靈的引導，帶領他一生的。
On the other hand, people of God follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and they are obedient to the Holy Spirit.
然而属神的人，他必定是惧怕神多于惧怕人。
People of God fear God much more than they fear people.
轻看今生的财富和名利。
And they do not set their eyes on the money and the fame in the world.
着眼在神的国和神的义。
But they set their eyes on the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God.
咁節目嚟，我哋睇馬太福音24章45到46節。
Now let us have a look at the book of Matthew chapter 24 verses 45 and 46.
就好似我哋剛才所讀到，誰是忠心有見識的仆人，為主人所派管理家裏的事，按時分糧給他們呢？主人來到，看見他這樣行，那仆人就有福了。
Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them the food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns.
誰是忠心有見識的仆人?
Who is the faithful and wise servant?
主耶稣强调仆人信服主人的吩咐。
The Lord Jesus emphasized that the servants obeyed the commandments of his master.
换句话讲，
In other words,
忠心的仆人会按照主所吩咐的分派出去。
A faithful servant gives things out according to what his master has entrusted to him.
当讲到忠心的仆人的时候，
When speaking of the faithful servants,
使徒保罗同样的强调作主的仆人是需要有忠心。
The Apostle Paul also emphasized that being a servant of the Lord, he needs to be faithful.
在哥林多前书的四章一到二节这里讲到，
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, it says,
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的要 是要他有忠心。
So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
保罗在这里讲到基督的执事。
In here, Paul mentioned the workers of Christ.
其实英文的圣经是基督的仆人。
The English translation is the servants of Christ.
仆人在希利文的意思是指到很低微的奴仆。
In the Greek literature, servants means the lowly slaves.
保罗在他的生命上的经历，
The life experience of Paul,
让他不得不谦卑俯伏在神的面前，
caused him to become humble and bow down before God.
除了他在去大马色的路上他遇见主，
Not only did Paul see the Lord on his way to Damascus,
他还曾经被提到第三层天，
But he was also caught up to the third heaven.
哥林多后书十二章这里记载，
In the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it says,
他被提到乐园里听见隐蔽的言语，是人不可说的。
He was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高。
To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations.
所以有一根刺加在我肉体上。
There was given me a thorn in my flesh.
就是撒旦的差役要攻击我。
A messenger of Satan to torment me.
免得我过于自高。
To keep me from becoming conceited.
从保罗的身上边，
From Paul.
让我们看到他在神的面前，在人的面前的谦卑。
We can see his humbleness before God and before man.
而谦卑是作神忠心的仆人一个不可或缺的元素。
Being humble is an attribute of a faithful servant of God.And it is an important attribute.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
Because God prohibits those who are proud.
慈恩给谦卑的人。
And gives grace to the humble.
在保罗的身上边。
From Paul.
我们看到任何方面反映到保罗的谦卑。
We can see that Paul.Manifested his humbleness in five areas.
在第一方面，保罗知道自己是不过在神面前一个低微的仆人。
First, Paul knew that he himself was only a lowly servant before God.
他只是忠实的守住并诚实传讲神的道。
He only faithfully guarded and preached God's word.
低微的仆人在主人面前是冇任何自身嘅利益嘅。
Before God, the lowly servant doesn't have any interest of his own.
亦都冇地位可言。
He doesn't have any status.
換句話說，佢係一個即係冇用嘅仆人。
In other words, he is a useless servant.
如果你想睇冇用仆人咧，你可以翻去 翻去睇下《路加福音》嘅十七章十節點樣嚟到形容一個無用嘅仆人咧。
If you want to understand more about the useless servant, you can go. You can read the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 10.
正如保罗勉励提摩太要守住神所托付嘅真道。
Just as Paul encouraged Timothy to guard the truth that was entrusted to him.
喺提摩太前书六章二十节呢度讲到提摩太啊。你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那的真道，似是而非的学问。
Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge.
提摩太后书一章十三节，同时讲到：你从我听的那纯正话语的规模。要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13 it says, What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus.
接续在提摩太后书的一章十四节，从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, it continues to say, Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you, guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
只有守住真理，你才可以传神的道。
Only when we guard the truth, we can preach God's word.
正如保罗在哥罗西书所说。
Just as Paul said in the book of Colossians.
在哥罗西书一章二十五、二十六节呢度讲到。
In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 25 and 26, it says,
我照神为你们所赐我的职份，作了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
I have become his servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations.
但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
But is now disclosed to the saints.
这里讲到隐藏至今的奥秘，包括耶稣基督道成肉身。
The mystery that has been kept hidden includes Christ came in the flesh.
以色列人的不信。
The Israelites did not believe in Christ.
猶太人和外邦人的合二為一。
The Jews and Gentiles became one.
教會被提等等。
Churches to be lifted up and etc.
第二方面，我們可以看到保羅那份的謙卑。
And second, we can see the humbleness of Paul.
他看重的是主怎樣來到去判断他所作的一切。
What he emphasized was how would the Lord judge his deeds.
所以在哥林多前书的四章五节他讲到。
Therefore he said this in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，证明人心的意念，那是各人要从神那里得着。
Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
換句話說,
in other words,
在基督台前交帳,
when we give account before the throne of Christ,
被主所稱讚又忠心又良善的仆人。
If we are praised that we are a good and faithful servant by God,
这个才是至为重要。
It is the most important.
在第三方面，我们看保罗的谦卑。
Third, we can see that God's humbleness.
他懂得欣赏和接纳其他的人。
It is demonstrated from his attributes that he admired.And accepted other people.
保罗知道他同其他神嘅仆人其实冇乜大嘅分别。
Paul knew that he himself was was of no difference with other servants.
點解呢?
Why?
因為佢知道一切都係從主所領受嘅。
Because he knew that everything he had, he received from the Lord.
喺臨前嘅四章七節都要講到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says,
使你與人不同的是誰呢? 你有什麼不是領受的呢? 若是領受, 為何自誇? 彷彿不是領受的呢?
For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
第四方面我們看到保羅的謙卑。
And fourth, we can see Paul's humbleness.
他甘愿为到基督的缘故，他愿意来到受苦。
That he was willing to suffer for the sake of Christ.
在临前四章九节讲到。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, it says,
我想神把我们使徒明明列在末后。
For it seems to me that God has put us apostles on display at the end of the procession.
好像定死罪的囚犯。
Like men condemned to die in the arena.
因为我们成了一台戏。
We have been made a spectacle.
给世人和天使观赏。
To the whole universe, to angels as well as to men.
当我们来到愿意跟随主，遵行主的话的时候，
When we are willing to follow the Lord and are obedient to His word,
往往就有很多的攻击从四方八面而来。
We will have all sorts of attack.
在我的经历当中，
In my own experience,
这些攻击特别是从未信主的家人而来。
This attack is especially from my families who are not yet believers.
但是感谢主的恩典是够用。
But thanks be to the Lord that his grace is sufficient.
只要专心地仰望我们信心创始成终的主耶稣基督呢?
If we set our eyes on the author and perfecter of our Lord Jesus Christ,
主就让我们从这些逼迫祸患当中安然地度过。
The Lord Jesus will help us go through all the persecutions.
最后一方面，保罗他甘愿的放弃自己的声誉。
And lastly, Paul was willing to give up his reputation.
在哥林多前书的四章十二、十三节这里分别记载到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, it is written,
被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受；被人毁谤，我们就善劝，直到如今。人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. Up to this moment, we have become the scum of the earth, the refuse of the world.
信服、谦卑、领受并守住神的道呢?
Being obedient and humble and receive and guard God's word.
还有就是诚诚实实的传扬所交托的真道。
And faithfully preach the truth that was entrusted to us.
这个是神要求忠心有见识的仆人所要求。
These are God's requirements for his faithful and wise servants.
先前讲到保罗的谦卑信服。
I previously talked about Paul's humbleness and obedience.
不其然想到我们的恩主耶稣基督。
Which leads me to think about the Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗诚愿是学校主耶稣基督的脚踪。
Paul truly walked in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus.
并且因着他和主有一个深厚的关系。
And because he had a close relationship with the Lord.
以致到佢能够喺腓立比书写下咗一个好经典嘅基督论。
He wrote down the Christology in the book of Philippians。
我深盼大家都能够再一次打开腓立比书嘅二章六到十一节，我哋一齐嘅读出嚟。
Please open your Bible and turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11。
腓立比書嘅二章六到十一節。
The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11.
如果我哋揾到我一齊嘅，大家讀出嚟。
Let us read them together.
他本有神的形象，不以自己與神同等為強奪的，反倒虛己，取了奴仆的形象，成為人的樣式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
主耶稣的谦卑的形象。
The humble image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你会看到在刚才所读的第七至第八节里面完全的反映出来。
Is entirely demonstrated in verses 7 and 8 that we just read.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant.
第八节你要讲，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
点解保罗喺蒙恩归主之后
？Why did Paul, after he returned to God?
佢生命有天翻地覆嘅改變。
Have a tremendous change in his life。
因為正如保羅所講
，Because just as Paul said，
佢喺加拉太書二章二十節講到
，In the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 he said，
我已經與基督同釘十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ。
現在活著嘅不再是我
，And I no longer live，
乃是基督在我裡面活著
，But Christ lives in me。
并且我如今在肉身活着
，The life I live in the body，
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God，
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Who loved me and gave himself for me？
对于忠心有见识嘅仆人
，As for the faithful and wise servants，
当主人翻嚟嘅时候
，When the master come back，
主人见到佢正系按住主人嘅意思去做。
And see that they did everything just as the master commanded them.
就必得着永恒的赏赐。
Those servants will receive their eternal rewards.
在启示录三章二十一节讲到。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 3:21, it says,
得胜的我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne.
就如我得了胜。
Just as I overcame，
在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般
，and sat down with my father on his throne。
最后，让我哋要睇又懒又恶嘅仆人所作嘅，同埋有咩下场。
Lastly, let us see the deeds and the destination of the lazy and wicked servants。
就我哋喺起先之前，我哋都读过嘅24:48-51呢度讲到。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 48 to 50.
倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子、不知道的时候，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, My master is staying away a long time, and he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
恶仆是代表声称自己是神的仆人。
Wicked servants are those who claim to be God's servants.
其实是假教师，是未重新得救的人。
But they are false teachers who have not received salvation.
记得主耶稣基督在马太福音曾经讲到当审判日子。
I remember the Lord Jesus mentioned the day of judgment in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音的第七章这里讲到。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, it says,
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人不能到进天国，唯独遵行我天父的旨意的才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊、主啊。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord,
我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
然而主耶稣基督的回答，
Then I will tell them plainly,
我就明明的告诉他们说，
I will tell them plainly,
我从来不认识你们。
I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Away from me, you evildoers.
神给世人有普世的恩典。
God gives people the same blessing.
就如阳光、雨水、空气。
Such as the sun, the air, the rain.
并且赏赐丰年。
And a good harvest.
叫人可以吃得饱足。
He provides with plenty of food.
其实每一个在世上的人都是神的管家。
In fact, each one who lives in the world is God's steward.
如果人没有好好地去运用神所赋予的特权，
If we do not make the most of the privilege,
资源和机会，
resources and opportunities that God has given us,
结局就只有永恒的灭亡。
Our destination will be the eternal destruction.
你会看到我刚才提到那个特权呢？
You can see that from the privilege that I just mentioned.
你说什么特权啊？
You may ask, what is the privilege?
连我们可以听到十字架的救恩，这个都是神给我们的特权。
The chance that we can hear the salvation, it is the privilege given us by God.
不是个个人都有机会。
Not everyone has the chance.
我们很多人来到教会。
Many people come to the church.
特别很多慕道的朋友啊。
Especially those friends who are seeking God.
我们一路的来到教会。
They've been coming to the church.
我们听了很多有关主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And we hear the message.About the Lord Jesus and Him crucified for many times.
神俾咗我哋好多好多信主嘅机会。
And God has given us many chances to believe in Him.
我哋需要嚟到珍惜。
We need to treasure them.
一个好特别嘅，佢讲到喺马太福音24:48-49咧，佢话：倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟呢？
In Matthew chapter 24:48-49, but suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, "My master is staying away a long time."
就动手打他的同伴。
And he then begins to beat his fellow servants.
又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And to eat and drink with drunkards.
呢度讲到啊。我的主人来得迟，就动手打他的同伴。
It is written here, my master is staying away a long time, and he then begins to beat his fellow servants.
我想到一个例子。
I think of this example.
就是昔日的犹太人，他的宗教领袖。
That was the religious leaders of the Jews in the past.
即是当时的法利赛人和文士呢，
They were the Pharisees and teachers of the law.
他们本应是神所拣选的子民。
They were chosen people of God.
有摩西五经和其他的旧约经卷传备的真理。
And they have the complete truth written in the Torah and other books in the Old Testament.
但是很可惜。
But very sadly,
他们不能够明白旧约所预表的弥赛亚。
They did not understand the Messiah that was revealed in the Old Testament.
以致他们拒绝相信主耶稣基督。
And therefore they rejected to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们不单止拒绝救恩。
Not only did they reject the salvation.
亦都拦阻其他人去接受救恩。
They also prohibited other people from receiving.
主耶稣曾经这样形容了他们。
The Lord Jesus, describe them as follows.
在马太福音23:13这里讲到。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 13, it says,
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites.
因为你们正当人前。把天国的门关了。
You shut the kingdom of heaven in man's faces.
自己不进去。
You yourself do not enter.
正要进去的人。
Nor will you let those.
你们也不容他们进去。
Nor will you let those enter who are trying to.
最后在马太福音的24:50-51讲到主人来的时候。
And lastly, in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verses 50 to 51, it says that when the master comes,
要重重的处置他,
he will punish them harshly.
留意经文有一行细字,
take note that in this verse, there are some words in smaller font size.
那里写着什么呢?
Saying that,
把他腰斩,
he will cut them into pieces.
是不是很严重?
Do you think it is serious?
那里最后还讲到哀哭切齿。
It also mentions weeping and gnashing of teeth.
哀哭切齿通常都是形容是没办法可以得到安慰和持续的一个折磨的一个的境况当中。
Weeping and gnashing of teeth normally describes a situation that we do not have comfort and we continue to have torment.
讲到哀哭切齿的时候,
when the Lord Jesus says weeping and gnashing of teeth,
通常都是跟地狱是有关联,
it is normally related to the hell.
所以我们真的要很警醒谨守,
therefore we need to be self-controlled and alert.
在座当中有, 好像我刚才讲, 有慕道的朋友,
if among us there are friends who are seeking God,
神给你有机会去认识相信主耶稣基督。
When God gives you the chance to understand Him and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们应当珍惜。
You should treasure it.
因为不知道哪一日。
Because we do not know on what day.
生命是会归于无有。
Our lives finish.
就再无机会。
And we no longer have the chance.
我深信以勒家的肢体都是重新得救的基督圣徒。
I truly believe that the members of Joy Fellowship are Christians who inherited salvation.
或许过往我们会有后退，有失败的时候。
Perhaps in the past we stepped backwards and we failed.
感谢神在今天早上藉着主的话再一次去提醒我们。
But we give thanks to God that through today's sermon, He once again reminds us.
我们真的需要来到神的面前认罪悔改。
We need to come before God and repent and confess our sins.
并且我们需要以这些恶仆的下场为尴尬。
We need to learn from the lesson of those wicked servants.
并且好好地善用神所赋予我们的恩赐和能力。
And we need to make the most of the gifts and abilities that God has given us.
在天国的事工上。
In the services of God.
并且愿意谦卑顺服主。
We are willing to be humble and obedient to God.
以致到成为神的忠心良善的仆人。
So that we become the faithful and good servant of God.
深盼我们都能够 今天早上我们再次将自己都奉献给主。
I truly hope that we, on this morning we can once again offer ourselves to the Lord.
让我们一同的起立，我们唱回应的诗歌，是否将一切献上。
Please stand and let us sing, the hymn is Your All on the Altar.
身心灵温水献上祭坛。
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你藉着你宝贵的话语再次来提醒我们。
Thank you that through your precious word, you once again remind us.
主耶稣，你回来的日子实在是近。
The day that the Lord Jesus Christ, is coming back is near.
主耶稣，求你来帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们能够成为忠心、良善的管家。
So that we can become a faithful and good steward.
天父，帮助我们能够顺服主你自己的带领。
Heavenly Father, may you help us be obedient to your guidance.
谦卑地来到去听主你的吩咐。
So that we are humble and we listen to your commandments.
以致到我们可以能够好好地到为主来到作工。
So we can serve you.
就像刚才诗歌所说。
Just as in a hymn we sang.
深盼我们都能够献上我们自己作为一个活祭。
I hope that we all can offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
这个是神你所喜悦。
This is what God is pleased with.
是圣洁的。
It is holy.
是理所当然的。
And it is reasonable.
天父，求你都继续嘅帮助以勒家。
Heavenly Father, may you continue to help Joy Fellowship.
感谢你，让我哋能够可以聆听主你嘅话。
We give thanks that we can hear the word of the Lord.
我哋咁样祷告、感谢、交托，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
A prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.